家境不好。
He was not from a wealthy family.
所以他也没有打算，那就打算去看医生。
He wanted to visit a doctor.
他认为说或许吧，或许再过一阵子就会好吧。
He figured that time would heal his knee.
再过两年，到他二十岁的时候，他发觉这个问题再不去处理真的不行了。
Two years later, when he was 20, he realized that he must take care of this problem before it gets worse.
他去找了附近一家最大的基督教医院。
So he went to the nearby a largest Christian hospital.
他去找专家。
To look for an expert.
一开始也不知道挂什么科的。
At first, he didn't know what specialist to see.
到医院里面去问人家说，那么你先看骨科或免疫科的吧。
Then when he went to the hospital, they suggested that he goes visit bone specialist or immune system specialist.
然后后来医师好好的跟他检查跟诊断了。
And the doctor thoroughly diagnosed his condition.
诊断出来了，并说。他是少年型的风湿性关节炎。
So he had a pneumonia that's confined that's for young people.
哇，那这个年轻人想说，既然医师都有办法找到我的病因呐、啊，他一定有办法可以帮我处理。
It's arthritis. Arthritis, not pneumonia. And he said that if the doctor can diagnose me, then they should be able to find a cure.
就好像我们当中很多人遇到了一件事情，遇到的困难，我们第一个反应就是想找原因，什么样的原因造成今天这样的困难呢？
Our first reaction instinct is to find a reason for our suffering.
而且他不是自己乱猜的、啊、是专家是医师诊断的耶。
And in fact, the diagnosis wasn't because of his own guess, but it was the doctor's diagnosis.
他的继续请教这个医院的医师，那我这个症状要怎么样医治才会好呢？
So he asked the doctor, what should I do to be healed?
医师说，那你要住院住一阵子。
The doctor said, you must stay in the hospital for a while.
你放心，交给我们处理。
Don't worry, we'll take care of it.
我们有很多经验，应该会改善你的状况。
Based on our ample experience, we should be able to help you improve.
亲爱的朋友，如果你听到有一个专家跟你这样做保证，你会不会比较安心？
Dear friends, if such an expert gives you such consolation, would you feel better?
好，没关系啊，只要问题能够解决，这短暂的期间又算什么呢？
So he thought, okay, as long as there's a solution, a cure, then I don't mind staying at the hospital.
他一住医院之后啊，当天医师就开始拿石膏来，慢慢的上石膏。
The day he was started to be hospitalized, they put a cast on him.
我后来听这个见证，我也觉得很奇怪，因为我是 medical school 毕业的，哪有这样子处理的？
When I heard that testimony, I thought it was a very strange way of treating his arthritis.
可是当事者不知道啊，我什么？我外行，他专家哎。
His doctor was supposed to be an expert.
好，那个石膏从脚底啊，慢慢打，慢慢打，你知道打到哪里吗？打到胸部这边啊。
And they started to put a cast on him, and they molded the cast from his foot all the way to his chest.
他想说奇怪，不是膝盖吗？怎么打到胸部这边啊？
And he wondered, how come the problem is with my knees? Why is it going to my chest?
他做见证的时候还说那个医师还很好心，前面后面各留一个洞，方便他大小便。
And his testimony, he even shared that the doctor was so considerate that he left the hole in front and in the back so he could go to the bathroom.
打好了，再来问医师说，那请问我这个样子要在医院留多久？这个时候他才问呢。
So after he was placed in a cast, he asked the doctor, how long do I need to be in the hospital?
医生说大概一个月吧，或许到两个月。
The doctor said maybe a month or 2 months.
哇，你觉得这样苦不苦？
Isn't that a miserable life?
打石膏打到这里，躺在医院要躺两个月。后来他说躺两个月。
You're in almost a full body cast, and you have to lie in the hospital for up to 2 months.
可是我告诉你，有盼望的时候都不苦。
But let me tell you, when you have hope, you can endure this kind of suffering.
因为他很乐观啊。
He was very optimistic.
他想说，专家都跟我说会改善的，是专家说的，而且我暂时不方便，会好嘛。
He thought the expert already assured me that I would be fine.
啊，就这样一躺啊，两个月时间到了，医师跟护理师来了。
So he just lay in the hospital for 2 months, and then the doctors and nurses came.
慢慢的把他身上的石膏敲开。
Then they removed the cast from his body.
他内心多高兴啊
！He was overjoyed.
我终于等到这一天呐、啊。
This is the day I've been waiting for.
只要能好，那之前的日子算什么
？As long as I'm well now, who cares how much I suffer?
他很乐观的，他相信这一切。
He was very optimistic and he believed in the doctor.
结果整全部都处理完了，帮他抹完了，医生说：“好，你可以起来走了。”
After the doctor removed the cast, the doctor said, "Now you can get up and walk."
他跟医师说：“哎，医师，我怎么动都动不了。”
Then he said to the doctor, "How come I can't even move?"
他从这个时候开始，他说他跟床签下了契约。
He said that from that day on, he signed a contract with the bed.
那个契约啊，中文的哭泣的泣啊。
And contract sounds like tears in Chinese.
你们知道吗？他这样从此以后搬回家去躺在家中的床。一躺就躺掉17年。
And from the day he was discharged to from the hospital, he went home and was confined to bed for 17 years.
各位，如果我到90岁再躺17年，那也就算了，对不对？20岁开始躺17年，20岁。
He wasn't an old man. He started lying on the bed for 17 years since he was 20 years old.
人生最黄金的时刻
It was the golden phase of his life.
没有婚姻呢
He was not married.
没有工作了
He did not have a job.
没有未来了
He had no more future.
家里面本来就很贫穷，妈妈每天照顾他。
He was already poor enough, and his mother has to take care of him.
他就像一个废人、植物人一样躺在床上。
He became like a vegetable lying on the bed.
他说，他家穷到那十七年啊，睡在下面的草席，破了，只换过三张而已。
He was so poor that the thin mattress that he slept on was only changed 3 times during those 17 years.
他不想活了，连让自己死的能力都没有。
He didn't want to live, but he had no strength to even die.
乐观能解决事情吗？
Can optimism solve our problems?
我问大家，这个时候你躺在床上动都不动，乐观有什么帮助？
If you're on the bed and you cannot move, how can optimism help you?
他跟他妈妈本来，他们家属是天主教徒。
They were Catholics formerly.
所以在那十七年当中，有时候教会里面的神父修女也会来探望他们。
And the fathers and the nuns from the Catholic churches would come and visit them.
一直到他躺了他大怪快16年之后。他有一个婶婶来找他。
After he had been confined to bed for 16 years, one day his aunt came to visit him.
这个婶婶是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
His aunt is a member of the True Jesus Church.
他就跟他说：“我不知道你怎么相信耶稣的。”
婶婶对他说：“
对他婶婶对他说。
”The aunt said to him, "I don't know how you are a believer of Jesus Christ."
但是我所到的教会呀、啊。有圣礼，有真理，有神迹。
But the church I go to has the truth, the Holy Spirit, as well as miracles.
这个教会跟其他基督教会很不一样。
My church is very different from other Christian churches.
它是属基督的教会，是得救的教会。
She is a church that belongs to Christ and a church of salvation.
或许我这样跟你讲啊，你可能会觉得我好像在夸张，在夸耀。
You may feel that I'm exaggerating.
可是，在我们教会里面有很多神迹奇事发生。
But in my church, there have been so many miracles and signs.
不管你的问题有多长的时间，你愿意相信吗？或许你可以得到主耶稣的恩典。
Even though you have suffered so long, as long as you are willing to believe, you may receive Jesus' grace.
他心里面想， 我也是信耶稣的，我是天主教徒啊。
He thought, I'm also a Christian, I am a Catholic.
你那个教会我听都没听过，我们天主教徒是世界上人数最多的教会啊。
I've never even heard of your church, and there are so many Catholics in the world.
如果我们天主教都没办法，你那个小教会有办法吗？
If the Catholic Church cannot heal me, how can your church heal me?
他就问他的婶婶说，那你们这个教会有什么不一样呢？
He asked his aunt, how is your church different?
哦。就跟你们天主教两个就我只讲两点，因为他婶婶也不是传道嘛，不太会讲嘛。
His aunt was not a minister and she did not know how to explain in detail, but she said, I can share with you two things.
就是第一个，我们要祈求应许的圣灵，圣灵是基督的灵，会来到我们的生命里面。
First, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ who will dwell in us.
第二个，我们真耶稣教会遵从圣经里面所说以及耶稣基督所遵守的安息圣日。
Second, our church observes the Sabbath according to Jesus' example and the teachings of the Bible.
他从来没听过安息圣日啊，他信耶稣信的快三四年没有听过安息圣日啊。
Even though he had been a Christian for almost 30 years, he had never heard of the Sabbath.
他就说什么是安息圣日呢？
He said, what is the Sabbath?
安息日就是神所说一个星期七天的最后一天，他定为圣日。
The Sabbath day is the last day of every week, which God ordained as a holy day.
人应该在这一天好好的休息，来亲近神，敬拜神。
We are to rest on this day and come to worship God.
让我们的肉体跟心灵能够得到安息。
So we may receive rest physically and spiritually.
也证明我们是真正属他的。
And this is a sign that we belong to God.
哇，这个赵先生一听啊，哎。怎么有这种事情呢？
When this Mr. Zhao heard this, he said, how could this be?
可是他没有打算答应婶婶说马上要去，他也没办法去。
But he did not promise his aunt right away that he would go. In fact, he could not possibly go.
但是后来经过一阵子啊，他突然有一个感动想要去跟他妈妈说。
But one day he had this urge and he told his mom.
没想到他妈妈很不高兴，就骂他说，你怎么可以违背我们天主教呢？
And unexpectedly, his mother was very upset and said, how can you go against our Catholic Church?
一直到后来有一次啊，他们教会的神父来探访他，他也把这个感想问他神父说，我们有安息日吗？我们有圣灵吗？
One day, when the Catholic priest came to visit him, he asked this priest, do we keep the Sabbath? Do we have the Holy Spirit?
没想到牧养他的那个神父没有回答他，还很生气地说，你从哪里听来的？
Instead of replying to his question, the priest was upset and said, where did you hear these things?
哦，我从我婶婶，她是真耶稣教会的。
Oh, I heard it from my aunt who goes to the true Jesus church.
告诉你哦，以后不可以再谈这些哦，真耶稣教会是邪教哦。
Let me tell you, never discuss these things again. The true Jesus church is a cult.
诶，他就想说，我婶婶人那么好，要信耶稣怎么还有变邪教的、啊、
？He thought my aunt is such a nice person and she is a Christian. How can you say she goes to a cult?
他不满足，因为他没有得到答案。
He wasn't satisfied with the priest's answer.
他后来又自己翻了圣经，真的翻到安息日跟圣灵这几个，很多圣经地方都记载啊。
And then he read the Bible for himself, and there are so many places that talk about the Sabbath day.
一直到后来，有两个修女又来探访他。
And later, two nuns came to visit him.
结果他就问他说，诶，你们知道有安息日吗？
He asked the nuns, do you know about the Sabbath?
感谢主，那两位修女很诚实说，哦，有，我们听过。
Thank God, the nuns were honest and said, yes, we've heard of the Sabbath.
圣经里面有写吗？
Is it recorded in the Bible?
有啊。
Yes.
那为什么我们教会没有遵守安息日呢？
Then why doesn't our church keep the Sabbath?
哦，对啊，因为教宗同意改的，对，教宗改了，我们就要改。
Yes.
他们这样回答。
The nuns replied, yes, but the Pope changed the Sabbath and we have to follow.
他从此确定说，哦，原来圣经真有记载这样子，是有些教会没有这样遵守。
So it confirmed for him that it is actually biblical, it's just that some churches don't keep it.
后来有一次他婶婶打电话给他说，诶，你有去教会吗？他说没有啊。
Later, his aunt called him and said, have you gone to church? And he said, no, I haven't.
那我联络我们那边真耶稣教会的传道去访问你好吗？
She said, why don't I contact a preacher in your area to visit you?
他说好啊。
He said, sure.
因为他内心有个感动，他想要了解这个教会，即使旁边的人都不同意，他 他也要了解。
Because he had this urge to understand the truth more, even though people around him disagreed.
哇，我们教会的传道去访问他了。
The preacher from our church visited him.
离开的时候问他一句说：“赵先生，你愿意到我们教会来听道理吗？”
Before the preacher left, he asked, "Mr. Zhao, would you like to come to church to listen to the truth?"
他躺在床上连动都不动说。可是我这样子没办法，我妈妈不让我去。
He could not move. He just lay on his bed and said, "I cannot move, and my mom would not let me to go."
他说没关系，只要你愿意，主耶稣会想办法。
The preacher said, "That's okay. As long as you're willing, the Lord Jesus will think of a way."
那时候每个安息日啊，教会就出动一部车，四个弟兄去把他家抬到教会来听道理。
Every Sabbath, the church arranged a van with four brothers who will carry him into the van into the church.
哇，他来到这边听到那么多圣经的道理，又听到圣灵的事情，他好喜乐啊
！At the church, he heard so many wonderful teachings and about the Holy Spirit, and he was overjoyed.
这样常常教会的同龄就把他抬到教会来。他这样求了接近两年，终于求到圣灵了。
So that's how the church brought this young man to church for 2 years, and he finally received the Holy Spirit.
他想要接受赦罪重生的洗礼，就如同圣经所讲的。
He wanted to receive the baptism for the remission of sins, as recorded in the Bible.
可是他所在的那个教会啊，跟我们一样是面对太平洋。
But the church, he, 他去的这个教会，
对对对，台湾东部的教会。
He attended was a church that faced the Pacific Ocean.
我这两天又走到旁边去看哈、我们那边的浪比这边大多了，不晓得为什么。
I walked to the beach these couple days and but the waves over there in Taiwan were much stronger.
他就问他说：“那我怎么洗你呢？”人家把你抬进去，再抬出来。
He asked, "How can I be baptized?" So they explained to him, "We will carry you down into the water and carry you back out."
他想说那个海水浪那么大，我完全不能动，万一吃到水，不是死在里面了吗？
He said, "The waves are so strong, and I cannot move. What if I swallow the water and die?"
我心里面就开始犹豫了。
So he began to hesitate.
结果那天晚上主耶，他睡着了，他在梦里面。
That night, he fell asleep and had a dream.
他梦见他本来躺在一个床上，有一座好高好高的山。
In the dream, he saw that he was on the lying on the bed, and there was a high mountain.
突然，上面有一个声音说：“站起来，爬上山。”
A voice from above said to him, "Get up and climb this mountain."
我在梦里面竟然能够站起来啊，而且两脚很健壮的，一直爬爬爬爬爬到山顶去。
In the dream, he was able to get up and he was able to climb the mountain.
他好高兴啊，原来我可以爬到山顶，而且景色这么好。
He was so excited. I didn't know that I could climb this mountain and the scenery is beautiful.
结果他突然发现山的另一边是一个峭壁，而且里面面对的是一片大海。
Then he discovered that the other side of the mountain was actually a cliff that dropped down into the ocean.
哇，他从这么高看下去，觉得很害怕。
When he looked down from above, he panicked.
他正想要转身的时候，怎么后面突然有一双手推了他一下，他从山顶上掉下来。
As he was about to turn, he felt two hands pushing him over the cliff, and he fell over the cliff.
哇，这好像在搞谋杀，是不是？
Was it a murder plot?
是的，一掉就从峭壁里面掉到海里面去了。
He fell from the top of the cliff all the way down to the ocean.
他不会游泳啊。
He couldn't swim.
在海里面一直挣扎，越沉越深。他想说，最后一口气一吸，可能自己就要没命了。
He was struggling as he kept sinking, and he thought he was going to die as he breathed his last breath.
结果他忍受不了，一吸，竟然是十分新鲜而且非常好的空气。
He couldn't hold his breath anymore, so he breathed, and unexpectedly, it was a breath of fresh air.
惊讶的就这样子浮了上来，他从梦里面惊醒了。
And then he floated to the top of the water, and that's how he woke up from his dream.
他想这是主耶稣给他的鼓励。
He figured this was the encouragement from the Lord Jesus.
因为他在道里面听说，传道者说，真耶稣教会就是这座神的圣山。
Because he has heard at the church that the true Jesus church is the mountain of God.
他也是害怕，他也想转身离开。
He was frightened at first, and he wanted to go back.
是梦里这双手把他推到海里面，没想到他竟然能够活着重生了。
But in the dream, the hands pushed him over the cliff, and he was able to survive and, in fact, receive the new life.
他决心报名要洗礼。
So he decided to be baptized.
那一天一样是四个弟兄把他放在架子上抬进海里面去。
That day, four brothers put him on a stretcher and pushed him into the ocean.
他心里面不再害怕。
He wasn't afraid anymore.
因为他知道他会重生。
Because he knew that he was going to be born again.
就在洗礼完的时候，大家准备把他抬上来，他说，你们不要抬我，我要下来走。
After baptism, when they were about to carry him out of the water, he said, "Let me come down and walk."
你们知道吗？他被人家抬着下去，他自己从海里面走上来。
So, do you know that even though he was carried into the water, he was able to walk out of the water by himself?
17年的困境，医生都没办法，在那一秒钟，他得到了恩典。
He was released from his 17-year predicament and was free that moment.
我们台湾也有传道同工啊，也是身体的问题，坐着轮椅被推进来，听道理听到很喜乐，自己推着轮椅走出去的。
We have a preacher in Taiwan. Before he believed, he was on a wheelchair and wheeled into the church. And after listening to a sermon, he was able to get up and walk out of the chapel.
我大概在三个礼拜前才听我们美国这边的传道说，他女儿是嫁给我们一个英国的黑人传道。
And I heard three weeks ago when I came to America, that his daughter married to a preacher in England who is a black preacher.
亲爱的朋友们，我们听到的这位赵弟兄的见证。
Dear friends, you have just heard the story of Brother Zhao.
他近二十年的困境，在一个时间之内，他想都没想到获得解决。
Within a moment, unexpectedly, he was freed from his 20-year predicament.
我们看到刚才那一段经文里面，妇人她十二年的困境，或许她已经放弃了希望。
In the story that we read in the Bible, this woman has suffered for 12 years. She might have given up already.
也是转瞬之间就好了。
But she was healed instantly.
或许我们的问题已经一年、三年、五年、十年了。
Perhaps your problem is as long as 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years.
我们认为已经超过时限了。
You may think that is way longer than it should be.
我们甚至不太想把它放在祷告里面了。
You may not even feel like praying about it.
但是你知道吗？你的生命其实随时会有转机。
But you realize that your life may reach a turning point at any moment.
我们可以得到跟他们一样的恩典。
We may also receive this kind of grace like they did.
怎么得到恩典呢？
But how can we receive this grace?
我们刚才读的那段经文里面发现，那个妇人心里面想的话。
In the passage we read about what she was thinking.
她听见耶稣来到附近，她就来了。
She heard that Jesus was coming by, so she wanted to reach out to Jesus.
她心里说，我只要摸到他的衣服，我就会好。
She thought, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.
我们发现无论是这位妇人也好，是这个赵弟兄也好，一开始都是先听到耶稣基督的圣名。
Both this woman and Brother Zhao heard about the name of Jesus.
或许这个妇人曾经听过别人怎么描写，怎么形容耶稣。
Maybe this woman had heard of others talk about Jesus.
或许她听过说这个耶稣的曾经他有能力赶鬼。
Maybe she heard that Jesus had the power to cast out demons.
他能够医好人的病。
That he could heal people.
甚至能够使死人复活。
And even raise the dead.
甚至他有改变大自然的力量。
That he could even change nature.
也或许他听过别人转述过耶稣所说的道理。
She may have heard of the teachings of Jesus through others.
就是天上的神要来拯救世上的人，让他们得到永远的生命。
That the God of heaven came to save humanity and to give them eternal life.
但是不管怎么听，还是别人的故事。
But she may have heard a lot, but these were other people's stories.
这个妇人听到了，不只把它当成别人的故事，她心里面开始相信，既然别人能得到，我也可以。
But she didn't think of these as only other people's stories. She figured that if they could be healed, so can I.
就像各位好朋友，如果你来听的，总是觉得这是别人的事情，不可能发生在我身上，那么今天你不会得到什么。
Dear friends, after hearing all these stories, if you think that they only pertain apply to others and not me, then you cannot receive this grace of God.
他听到的东西在他心里面形成了希望，所以他说，我一定要摸到耶稣的衣服。
But what this woman heard gave her hope, and she wanted to touch Jesus' garment.
大家知道吗？你今天想要来听到的这一个神，天上的神，他是什么样的神
？What is this God that you have heard about and you come to worship？
有一句经圣经里面的话这么说。
There's a passage in the Bible that says，
说你要认识神。
Come to know God。
平安跟福气就必临到你。
Peace and blessings will come to you。
这是在旧约约伯记22:21，我们不要翻的哈。
This is recorded in Job 22:21。
你希望得到平安跟福气吗
？Would you like to receive peace and blessings？
那么第一件事情要先认识他。
The first thing you must do is to know God。
那我告诉你，你们认识的这个神，他是怎么样的神
？And what is this God that you know？
我们来看旧约诗篇147:11。
Please read Psalm。147:11.
你们可以看荧幕哈。
You can look at the projector.
主喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。Amen.
The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy.
今天你来到会堂里面所追寻的这位独一生神，我们人称他为主。
The one true God that you have come to seek is our Lord.
你要认识他，他说他喜爱什么样的人呢
？He takes in pleasure in what kind of people?
他喜爱第一个敬畏他的人
，First those who fear Him.
第二个。你要盼望他可以给你慈爱。
Second, those who hope in His mercy.
你对他有这样的盼望吗
？Do you have this hope in God?
你这个盼望越来越强，神就越来越爱你。
If your hope in Him is stronger and stronger, you will experience more of His love.
所以说，这个妇人她听到了，她心中有这样的盼望。
This woman heard about Jesus and she had this hope.
问题不是神有没有能力呀、啊。
The problem isn't whether God has the power.
问题是我们相信我们能够领受这样子的恩典吗
？But the question is, do we believe that we can receive this grace?
我在告诉大家，我听过一个故事。
I have heard of a story.
有一个爸爸，他有一个大概3-4岁的小儿子。
A father had a son who was 3 or 4.
他想要让自己的小儿子学钢琴。
He wanted his son to learn the piano.
有送去学不到2个月。
But after taking piano lessons for almost 2 months,
这个小儿子刚学会啊，用2只手指头弹一个最简单的旋律。
The son was able to play a simple melody using 2 fingers.
这个父亲刚好想说，那我要带他去听一下真正的钢琴家的演奏，让他有兴趣。
The father thought I should take my son to see a real piano performance so that he may have some interest.
他买了2张门票，而且最前排的很贵的。
So he bought 2 tickets, and they were front row seats.
那天晚上带他去演奏会。
So he brought his son to this piano.
哇！刚到最前排跟他儿子坐下来的时候，哎，他的电话响起来了。
When he came to the front with his son and sat down, his phone rang.
这个父亲不好意思在这边讲，叫他儿子坐好，他到旁边后面先去讲电话。
Father asked the son to sit still, and he would go to the back to answer the phone.
讲了好一会儿，这个父亲讲完回到座位上，哎。儿子怎么不见了
？After a long talk, he came back to his seat, and then he couldn't find his son.
可是旁边观众已经渐渐满了席位。
And the audience, the seats were all starting to be filled.
音乐会即将开始
，the concert was starting.
他很着急的到处找，都找不到他的儿子，于是也往后面去，找到最后排去了。
He panicked and looked everywhere, and even all the way to the back.
没想到这个时候，前面的布幕慢慢的拉上来。
At that moment, the curtain started to go up.
哎，大家看到哎，怎么那个钢琴旁边有一双小脚在那边甩呀甩呀
？And people noticed that there are two little feet dangling, two little legs dangling near the piano.
我渐渐拉上来，发现有一个小朋友在那边用2只手指头弹着那个最简单的旋律。
And then, they saw a boy playing a simple melody using his fingers.
他专心到没有发现布幕拉上来，旁边坐满的人，大家睁大眼睛在看他。
He didn't even notice that the entire audience was staring at him.
这时候，前方的交响乐团也慢慢升上来了。
And then the symphony in front, the orchestra in front was also starting to play.
大家很奇怪，这里怎么一个小朋友坐在那个最好的钢琴前面呢
？They turn around and wonder what is this boy doing in front of the piano.
连指挥都傻了耶。
Even the conductor was speechless.
大家不晓得怎么办的时候，哎，舞台旁边走出了穿着燕尾服礼服的人。
And then from the other end of the stage came a man in his tuxedo.
原来这个就是今天晚上的主角，那一位钢琴大师。
So this turns out to be the virtuoso who was going to perform that evening.
他看那个小朋友坐在那边专心还在弹着他简单的乐曲。
He looked over the boy who was very concentrating playing his simple melody.
他只是过去看了看他，说我能坐在你旁边陪你弹吗？
He went over, looked at the boy, and said, "Can I sit down and play with you?"
那个小朋友继续弹 ，OK 啊。
The boy continued to play his melody and looked at the performer and said, "Sure."
钢琴大师坐了下来。
And this master pianist sat down.
他跟指挥做了一个手势。
And gestured to the conductor.
他继续叫你继续弹，不要怕。他在旁边也跟着弹了起来。
He told the boy, "Continue to play, don't be afraid." And then he also started to perform.
那个小朋友用个最简单的旋律，那个大师竟然把它弄成了贝多芬交响曲其中一章。
So the master piano performer was able to accompany this child and play a Beethoven.
连交响乐都加进来了，十分的震撼人心。
Even the orchestra joined in, and the scene was very powerful.
过没几分钟，小孩子不弹了，大师也停下来了。
After a couple minutes, this boy stopped playing, and the concert pianist also stopped.
他拉着小朋友的手跟大家谢幕，台底下响起了热烈的掌声。
He held this boy's hand and bowed to the crowd, and the crowd gave a standing ovation.
那个爸爸站在最后排，本来很紧张，现在流下两行的热泪。
The father was standing watching this whole time. He was very nervous at first, but now he was touched to tears.
他没有想到自己的儿子只是用这样一指神功，竟然可以弹出这么美妙的乐曲。
He was so surprised to see that with just two fingers, this boy was able to play such a wonderful music.
亲爱的好朋友，你知道吗？
Dear friends, do you know this?
我们每个人都在弹奏自己生命的乐曲。
Each one of us is playing a melody of life.
不管你的技巧好跟不好。
Whether your technique is good or not.
有些人弹得很好。
Some people are so good.
有些人弹到现在觉得很糟糕。
Some people are very bad.
但是不管你弹得好跟不好。
But whether you are good or bad.
或许你觉得弹得很糟糕。
You may feel that you are doing very poorly.
快弹不下去了。
And you cannot continue to play.
你知道你现在最缺乏什么吗？
Do you know what you need the most right now?
你只缺一个东西。
You just need one thing.
让那真正生命的大师的手架在你手上，在你旁边。
You are waiting for the master pianist to come and accompany you to play.
即使你技巧很不好，弹不出什么好乐曲来，他可以改变你。
You may be very bad at piano, but he can change your music.
他有他的交响乐团。
He has his orchestra.
那只是天地所有的天使跟他的众仆人。
All the angels in the heaven, in heaven and on earth, and his servants.
你弹奏生命的乐章，只要愿意让他加入，会变得完全不一样。
As long as you're willing to let him accompany you as you play this music, a melody of life, it will completely change things.
有时候不用再自己弹，弹得那么辛苦了，弹得那么难听了。
Don't keep trying to play on your own because it will only get worse.
就像这一个妇人一样。他要去摸耶稣，因为他知道耶稣可以带来不一样的。
This woman wanted to touch Jesus' garment because she realized that Jesus could change her life.
我们刚才读到的经文，你有没有发觉这个妇人从什么地方来？
Did you notice where this woman in the story come from?
在她还没有摸到耶稣之前，我们刚才读的经文说，她拥挤在众人当中，从后面来，有没有发现？
She squeezed herself into the crowd and tried to reach out to Jesus from behind him.
大家能够理解他的心理状态是什么吗？
Can you relate how she must have felt?
他为什么不跑到耶稣面前去求他呢？
Why didn't she run to the run before Jesus and ask for healing?
就像我们当中有些人可能也是这样想。
Some of us may think the same way.
有人会说啊，你介绍的耶稣那么好，他真的愿意帮我吗？
You may think if Jesus is so good, will he really want to help me?
他是神那么圣洁，我充满了罪恶，我没做过好事，我能得到他的恩典吗？
He's such a holy God, I'm so sinful, can I be deserving of his grace?
所以这个妇人她也自认为不配，能够了解吧？
This woman also felt unworthy to receive this grace.
她不只自认为不配，而且她有很大的自卑感。
She also had a very low self-esteem.
我们读到的经文说她是一个血漏的患者。
She suffered from a flow of blood.
我解释给你们听，血漏在2000年前犹太人的社会里面是被当作污秽不洁净的。
Having a flow of blood in those days among the Jews was a very unclean disease.
今天我们所有得了身体有病的人都可以来到神的面前向他祷告祈求。
Today, anyone who is sick can come before God to ask for healing.
在2000年以前的犹太人社会得了这种病的人连到神面前祷告的权利都没有。
But in the Jewish society 2000 years ago, such a woman would not even have the privilege to come to seek for healing.
照着他们的条例啊，如果我是得了这种病的人，没有经过你同意，摸到你，你可以用石头打死我啊。
So if this woman were to touch another person without that person's permission, she could be stoned to death.
你们能够了解为什么她要藏在众人当中从后面来的心吗？
So now can you understand why she had to hide herself among the crowd and come from behind Jesus?
她不敢啊。
She was terrified.
她怕被拒绝，怕被打死。
She was afraid to be turned down.
她是不能够接近众人的。
And she could not come near to the crowd.
所以她不像圣经里面那个管会堂的，还敢叫人去求耶稣，她不敢。
Unlike another character in the Bible, the synagogue ruler, this woman could not dare to come near Jesus.
她甚至觉得自己连路边的乞丐都比不上，路边的乞丐还能大声叫大卫的子孙啊，可怜可怜我吧，她不敢。
She was worse than the beggar on the roadside who cried out, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on us.
你是不是觉得自己也不知道是不是该跪在主耶稣面前？
Do you also feel whether you're worthy to kneel before Jesus?
或许你心中真的有需求。
Perhaps you have a real need in you.
你也知道他有能力。
And you know that Jesus has the power.
但是你怕自己不够圣洁，不够好，被神给拒绝了。
You may be afraid that because you are sinful and not good enough for God, God may turn you down.
但是亲爱的朋友，耶稣讲的一句话我送给你，不要怕，只要信。
But dear friends, let me share with you the words of Jesus. Do not fear, but believe.
我们来看马太福音七章七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
马太福音第七章第七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
这是2000年前耶稣讲过的话。
These were the words of Jesus 2000 years ago.
第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见。叩门就给你们开门。第八节
Eight.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。 Amen. 主耶稣讲的说你们，有说是基督徒的你们还是圣洁的你们，有这样讲吗？
When Jesus says you, does he say you Christians or you saints?
没有，你们毫无条件的，在座的每一位，只要你相信，你都可以这么做。
So this applies to everyone here. As long as you're willing to believe, you can do what Jesus says.
不是我们在等耶稣，是耶稣在等我们。
It's not that we're waiting for Jesus, but Jesus is actually waiting for us.
所以这个妇人，她从后面挤在众人当中，她真的摸到耶稣的衣裳了。那个时候，她的病马上就好了。
This woman came from behind Jesus in the crowd and finally touched Jesus' garment. And the moment she did, she was healed.
她苦难的源头，十二年的源头，转变成另外一个源头。
The source of her flow of blood turned into another source.
是甘甜的，是丰盛的，是新的生命之泉。
The source of a new life that is sweet and beautiful.
那最后啊，但这个事迹最后有一大段的经文在描写一件事。
And the latter part of the story describes in detail another incident.
就是马可福音五章的三十节到三十三节。
Let's read Mark chapter 5 verses 30 and 31.
我们看到耶稣的反应，大家有没有觉得很奇怪？
Are you not surprised or perplexed by Jesus' reaction?
耶稣马上觉得自己身上有能力出去了。
Jesus felt that power had gone out of him.
然后他马上向周边的人问说，是谁摸了我？
Then he turned around in the crowd and said, Who touched my clothes?
大家你发现，跟了这么久在他旁边的门徒，知不知道耶稣为什么问这一句吗？
Do you know whether the disciples who have been following Jesus all this time understand why Jesus asked this question?
门徒们不知道。
The disciples did not know the answer, did not know why.
所以他们回答还在说, 主啊, 你看这么多人拥挤你, 还问谁摸你吗? 有点莫名其妙哦。
They said to Jesus, you see the multitude throwing you and you say, who touched me?
那我问大家一句, 你们认为耶稣知不知道谁摸他?
Let me ask you, did Jesus know who had touched him?
如果你们在看圣经其他的事迹, 你会知道, 耶稣知道万人的心, 连你有几个丈夫都说得出来, 不用摸你啊。
If you've read the Bible, you know that Jesus knows the hearts of men. He even knows how many husbands another woman had married.
亲爱的朋友, 告诉你结论, 耶稣早就知道是谁摸他的。
To put simply, Jesus already knew who had touched him.
他为什么知道还故意问这一句说, 是谁摸我呢? 那些门徒都不要讲了, 那个不是答案。
If he knew, why did he ask who touched my clothes?
我先告诉各位, 他是为了旁边那些门徒, 也是为了那个妇人, 也是为了你而问的。
He asked this question for the disciples and for this woman, and for you and for me.
可是这么一问, 你看那个妇人的反应是什么? 害怕, 有没有发觉?
What was this woman's reaction? She became afraid.
因为这个被医治好的妇人, 她没有真正认识耶稣, 所以她先恐惧战惊, 经文这样写的。
This woman did not really know Jesus yet. That's why she was fearing and trembling.
为什么她恐惧战惊?
Why was she fearing and trembling?
因为她没有经过耶稣的同意, 就用污秽的手去摸他。
Because she, without Jesus' permission, she touched Jesus with her unclean hand.
她以为耶稣问这句话是为了追究责任。
She thought that Jesus was trying to find out who had done this terrible deed.
她以为耶稣问这句话是为了收回恩典。
That Jesus was going to take back the healing.
她挣扎了。
She struggled.
可是 她还是决定回来，趴在耶稣面前，把她所经历的事给见证出来。
But she decided to come back, fall down before Jesus, and tell him everything that had happened.
感谢神，她有这样的信心。
Thank God for her great faith.
耶稣就是为了这一刻才问的。
And this is the reason why Jesus asked that question.
她因为这样子，耶稣 要送他最后也最重要的一句话。
And because of her response, Jesus gave her the final and most important statement.
我相信这也是我们今天聊到这里可以听到最重要的一句话。
And I believe this is the most important word we can hear from Jesus as we come here today.
我们再看一下34节, 马可福音5章34节。
Let's read again Mark 5:34.
女儿，你的信救了你。
Daughter, your faith has made you well.
能发现女儿这两个字?
Do you notice the word daughter?
耶稣就是为了要送给她这两个字才问那个问题，送给她这两个字。
Jesus wanted to give her this gift by calling her daughter.
从此她从社会的边缘人有了另外一个 用任何金钱都买不到的身份，叫做天国的儿女。
She used to be a marginalized member of the Jewish society, but now she has become the daughter of the kingdom of God.
我们很多人来到教会，只是希望能够得到自己要的恩典。
Many of us come to church to receive the blessings that we want to receive.
只要神能够解决我的问题就好了。
We think as long as God can solve my problem, that's good enough.
我问大家，这个妇人有没有解决她的问题了？
Let me ask you, was her predicament solved?
而且她满足，她解决了，她满足，想要回去的，对不对？
She was satisfied with the result, and she was ready to go.
可是我告诉大家，耶稣要给我们的不只是这样子。
But Jesus wants to give us more.
不只是解决我们现在的困难。
He not only solves our present problem.
不只是要满足我们现在的困难。
He not only grants our present request.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，神有一个很重要的动作，叫做加倍的赐福。
But in the Bible, God always blesses more than we expect.
我们最后看这三节，就结束今天的布道会。
And we'll read these final three verses.
我们请看旧约圣经以赛亚书61章第6节。
Please turn to Isaiah 61:6.
61章第6节
Isaiah 61:6
好，你们看荧幕，我用念的也可以哈。 你们倒要称为主的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役，你们必吃用列国的财物，因得他们的荣耀自夸。第七节。
Seven.
你们必得加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱，分众所得的喜乐必代替所受的凌辱，在境内必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归于你们。 Amen. 你们在经文里面一直做到加倍的加倍的，有没有？
Do you see the word double a few times?
我告诉你们，这是预言的经节啊。
This is a prophetic passage.
因为在旧约的时候，不是每一个人都能当神的祭司的。
In the Old Testament, not everyone could be priests.
这是在讲耶稣基督来之后所有跟随他的人。
But this is a prophecy of the followers of Jesus.
因为在彼得前书二章九节说，我们是君尊的祭司。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, we are told that we are royal priesthood.
每一个新约时代真正的基督徒都是耶稣基督的祭司。
In this New Testament,Every true believer of Christ is a priest of God.
这里说我们服侍神，做神的祭司，有加倍的产业，加倍的好处。我们再来看另外一节。
As priests and servants of God, we shall receive a double portion.
我们请看旧约圣经撒迦利亚书九章十二节。
Let's also read Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12.
撒迦利亚书九章十二节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12.
你们被求而有指望的人都要转回保障，我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。 Amen。 看到这里说你们被求而有指望的人，
You prisoners of hope，
这在另外一个属灵的意义上指的是今天被罪恶捆绑但是却对神有盼望的。
Spiritually speaking, this refers to those who are bound by sin but put their hope in God.
要转回保障啊。
We must return to the stronghold.
这个保障指的就是我们的神，我们的避难所，我们的耶稣基督。
The stronghold is our God, our shelter, our refuge, our Lord Jesus Christ.
神今天在这里应许哦，不只要赐福给我们，有没有看到？还要加倍赐福给我们。
As we can see in this verse, God will not only bless us, but He will restore double to us.
我们最后看这一节新约经文做结束。
And let's read one more New Testament passage.
我们请看罗马书五章十五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 15.
罗马书五章十五节。
Romans 5 verse 15.
刚才所说的不只是旧约，这里也讲。
And we see the similar teaching in this verse.
十五节，只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？其实原文讲的是更丰盛。不只是加倍啊，还是三倍、四倍、无数的、啊。
Here it talks about much more the grace. This is abundant grace that's many fold.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道你现在心里面期待耶稣赐给你什么。
I don't know what you expect from the Lord Jesus right now.
但是神启示我们，他会借着运行在我们心中的大能大力，成就一切超过我们所想所求的，超过。
But the Bible tells us that God is able to work exceedingly beyond what we can think and ask.
这个妇人病好了，她满足了。
This woman was found her, the solution to her problem.
耶稣问了那个问题，她诚实出来做见证。
And when Jesus asked the question, she truthfully came forward.
她得到了加倍是什么？
And how did she receive a double blessing?
不只得到今生的帮助。
Not only was she healed physically,
耶稣免费赐给她一个永永远远荣耀的身份，就是神的儿女。
The Lord Jesus also gave her a glorious eternal identity, which is to be a child of God.
亲爱的朋友，你来到真耶稣教会，就可以领受这些。
Dear friends, as you come to the True Jesus Church, you may receive all of these.
我们现在一起来唱诗。